Good afternoon. Thank you for coming to my presentation. My title today is sorghum transplanting efficiency. So actually this morning somebody asked me a question. It says sorghum is very drought tolerant and it's very efficient in using water. So why we study transplanting efficiency in sorghum? So because of sorghum is drought tolerant and use water more efficiently, and most farmers, they don't irrigate sorghum. So basically they plant sorghum and they harvest it. So that's of course save a lot of resources, but the water use efficiency and drought tolerance become a very, very important trait to study. And here, you know, I'm sure you see the plot a lot in this conference, and here's the world population growth. And the predicted data 2042 will be reached 9 billion people. And in the past, the agriculture have been provide food and provide fiber. Now we are asking to provide fuel as well. And not only that, we have to do this with decreased resource, especially fresh water. And so as you know, the Green Revolution, and that basically introduction of growth genes and coupled with massive input in fertilizers and irrigation, that lead to a quantum increase in yield. And this trend seems to slow or plateaued, but now we really need to explore new traits that to continue increase the yield and also preserve our natural resources. And Dr. Norman Borlaug and Kathy Annan produced the Blue Revolution. Basically, the Blue Revolution is trying to increase water use efficiency. The slogan for that is more crop per drop of water. And also, like transpiration efficiency, which is basically defined by the biomass accumulated and per liter of water or given water amount, water transpired through plant, is a key trait to increase water use efficiency. And this can be easily illustrated by with this formula. And so this precipitation, this irrigation, and this soil storage from a previous season. And here's the evaporation from soil surface and runoff drainage and the leftover water in the soil. So as you can see, I mean, all the technology we have been using to improve the irrigation and stuff like, we're also trying to push more water into transpiration, so that actually very effective for plant. Therefore, the transpiration efficiency will be a important trait to play an important role in the Blue Revolution. And the objective of this study is trying to survey sorghum accessions for variations in transpiration efficiency, and to provide a selection method and germplasm to improve water use efficiency in sorghum. And we configured a semi-automatic way to screen water use efficiency. Basically, we use a computer to take the readings automatically, the weight. We can weigh the pot before we start experiment, and we cover the pot from bottom and top, and with the semi-permeable membrane, which is allow air exchange, but prevent water loss from it. And we cover, we have a little hole there, and let the plant come out. And then we cover the hole with a layer of dry soil to prevent any the water loss from the hole. And so we also studied see whether those bags actually affect the plant growth. So we compared the one that on back, not on back, there was really not much difference at all until later on when these run out of water and they die, and where this one can still grow. Another thing is the plant physiology knows that the transpiration efficiency is a very variable trait, and it's largely affected by how dry the air is, I mean the vapor pressure deficit. So we want to know that this method, how reproducible that will be. So we grow these 12 lines in a dry greenhouse and in a wet greenhouse. And we plot the data together Although we get different numbers, but they are pretty much on the same line. So therefore, we always compare the relative transparency efficiency to a standard line, which is actually quite reproducible. So then we go ahead, screen over like 400 sorghum lines in a greenhouse. And we pick the 25 lines and to reconfirmation in a two-year study. And here presented the top five line and bottom five lines. And I just want to, I know there's a lot of things reading, but so I want to say one thing, the top five, the average transportation efficiency is 25% better than the bottom two lines. And 25% of saving water, that's a lot, that's very significant. So, as you know, the transportation efficiency can be due to either increase the capacity of photosynthesis, or it can be due to reduce the water loss. So that is, that's so-called conductance versus the capacity type. So we did the correlation with the transpiration efficiency with the water use, and we really don't see much pattern. And then we correlated with the biomass. Then that was highly correlated. So then what I mean is that the method we developed actually associated with the increased biomass production, and rather than reduce water use. And because most of the time, reduce water use with slow growth. But anyway, so since we screened this in the early vegetative stage, I mean, the question is eight-leaf stage seedlings can actually represent the whole plant? I mean, then we did a stage-specific study. So this is the stage where we did the screen. And then we let them continue grow. And we added water, we keep recording how much water we added, and this to the both stage, and this for the full blown. And the trend is pretty much similar. And also the variation is getting bigger in the later season. But we really like to do the fourth stage to the maturity, but then the lines are senescence differently, and all plants just change crazy. And the numbers are crazy too, so we didn't really pursue further. And we all know there's a well-established carbon 13 discrimination method to determine transpiration efficiency, and this has been widely used in C3 plant. And I compared these two methods. You can see of course the C13 is well-established and but quite expensive, and depending on who run the experiment, so it's like can be like $10 to a few hundred dollars per sample. I mean, the another thing is the high TE that we screened from a 13 carbon dioxide discrimination are often correlated with reduced water use, and therefore reduced growth. And but nevertheless, and Australia had been using the C13 discrimination has released two wheat lines which have about more than 10% yield increase under dry conditions. The major thing for C13 discrimination is they're not applicable to C4 plants. As we all know, the sorghum main and those plants, the water saving plant, actually C4 plants. So the gravimetric method is actually fairly affordable, and basically the cost is just soil really, and the membrane is soil and membrane, and the TE. We get from the gravimetric method is related with increased plant biomass, and that's all we really want. And of course, applicable to all type, but relatively, even though with the automatic weighing and studying, still a kind of relatively time consuming. But we probably can screen a few thousand lines, it's not a problem, but if we go to tens of thousand lines, that could be a problem. And so we're starting, which is the beginning to use these lines to study the physiological mechanism that lead to the transpiration efficiency. And this is done by Rob Aiken in the Kansas State University. And basically found a very weak correlation with the instantaneous transpiration TE. But what the intention here is you hook up the, you know, the micro and put on the piece of leaf, and then you determine the transpiration efficiency by the carbon uptake and the water and the transpiration from there. And so, and we really didn't find very high correlation with the intention of the transpiration efficiency. And that means is there is probably other mechanisms other than stomach can regulate the transpiration efficiency as well. And then another thing is we found the transpiration efficiency related with lower CI. And so then this is a ACI curve of different lines with the transpiration efficiency. So according to like Rob, they were saying that the initial curve, the initial slope of those ACI curves indicate the PEP carboxylate activity. So but of course we need to do an enzyme assay to confirm whether the high transpiration efficiency lines actually have a high carboxylase activity. And so we're starting to make a mapping population to identify the traits. And this is the F2 population. And we use, we grow the mulch. As you see, this is the TI-7078 is a poor transpiration efficiency line. And this is a high transpiration efficiency line. And those are, as these F1s, this is reciprocal F1s. F1 plant. This was the transpiration efficiency more or less closer to the poor parent than the better parent. But in the sunflower, there was a report saying that the transpiration efficiency was determined by a maternal genotype, by maternal inheritance. And of course, that's by C13 discrimination. But in our case, clearly, it was a nuclear controlled trait. And we hope in the next few years we can develop a mapping population to identify this trait. And here with the summary, and we found a large variations in TE in sorghum lines. And we have identified several lines with high and low transpiration efficiency. And we hope that those lines will help us to find the physiological mechanisms that control TE. And so the first challenge ahead is how we transfer those traits that we identify from the accessions into a elite line and making actually make a hybrid with high transpiration efficiency. And I'd like to acknowledge the funding from Oglala Aquifer and my collaborators Rob Aiken and Darren Rosenau, who he passed away a year ago, and so he's a sorghum breeder, and he provided me the advice and also the lines. And my technician, Lindsay Fox, and here's our sorghum group at Lubbock. Thank you. So I'd like to, any question?
Time for one question.
Do you have paper in the water treatments when you do the screen, or is it just the whole well water?
When we do the screen, we use actually one is we harvest the plant before they have shown any signs of stress. So another set we wait until they reach wilt. So in general, the plant that reached wilt have a higher transpiration efficiency than the one that non-stressed.
And when that happens, usually, like what kind of stages?
About 8-leaf stage. I mean, the 8 fully expanded leaf. Yeah, sorghum actually is amazing. They really don't use much water. So it's just like a probably 1 liter of water. They support to like 8-leaf stage without need add any water to it. Yeah.
Do you do field trials?
Well, I would like to. And Rob actually did some limited field trial. Yeah, so my hand is full of one thing or nothing. So I was really not worried, don't have much expertise to calculate the water loss and stuff like that in the field setting.
I'd like to see a comparison of field trials between a sorghum plant with low transpiration efficiency and a sorghum plant with high transpiration efficiency.
Yeah.
Given the same amount of water and see if you get increased. which is, I assume, your goal.
Yeah, well, I would like to collaborate with you to do that, actually. I've been talking to Terry to do this experiment, but we've never been able to get into a lab similar in Amarillo. Thank you.